You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The Pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
We welcome you to our final hour. It's always extraordinarily special to say hello to our friend Archbishop Joseph Marino, who has been with us so many years through good and bad times throughout COVID and afterwards. And Archbishop, a delight to say hello to you and welcome you back to this program.
Hello, Paul. It's great to be back. Thank you for inviting me again this year. It's always a pleasure and a privilege with you and all your wonderful listeners.
Thank you very, very much. And we will also bring your phone calls in just a few minutes. So if you want to get on board, I would encourage you to do so right now at 855-242-7285. Archbishop, let's start with this moment in time at this special juncture right before Christmas. Your thoughts on this holiday and what you have seen and encountered this past year.
Well, we're living in a very dramatic time, and Christmas teaches a lot about what we're living. And it's the same every year, really. For 2,000 years, the story has been repeated, meditated upon. Artists have painted it. People have created songs around it. And every year, we go back to that scene in Bethlehem. And you know, the central scene, of course, is the family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. There they are. The baby is born, and Joseph and Mary taking care of our Lord. They're shepherds on the hill. But you know, there's some other actors in this story which really explain what the scene means. They like give the headlines or the breaking news of what's happening with this birth and says something very dramatic about our own time. You know, and those are the angels. Those are the angels. They appear two times in the story, and each time they go deeper and deeper into what Christmas is, what this birth means. And the first time when they appear in the heavens, they appear to the shepherds out there on the hill, and they say, basically, they go right to the point. We have some good news to tell you. That's the breaking news, a headline. And they say, what is it? Well, you know, they look up, and today is born your Savior, Christ the Lord. And the angels at that point become actors in the sense that they're starting to open the heavens, and they're starting to connect God with humanity. And thank God the shepherds got excited, and they ran over to the scene that where this family was, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. And they did, and they get there. So they become part of the scene on earth. They probably brought a few sheep, and then we know there are probably other animals around, whatever. And then they give the second headline, the second breaking news. They say, And this becomes the meaning, Paul. This becomes the ultimate meaning of what happened 2,023 years ago. They say, glory to God in the highest, and peace to all upon his favor rest. Those are a lot of words, and each word is important, and each word has an incredible meaning. So now they're saying that this event is not just some spiritual exercise. It's about something that's happening on Earth. God is now appearing on Earth. You know, no one could have conceived of this. This had to be from God. No one could have conceived that God could come to Earth and live with us. And yet that's what they're saying. Glory to God in the highest in the heavens, and peace on Earth. So we have a connection between the glory of God and peace on Earth. And here is what is so important. Here's what's so important. That what the angels are talking about, this peace that they're talking about, is not just the absence of war and the absence of violence or the absence of cruelty, but it is the definitive reconciliation between God and the human race, the establishment of justice, the establishment of harmony. In other words, it's going back to creation, the way God created us. This is what he intended when he created us, before we made that terrible mistake of sinning in the garden. This is the way God wanted us, a complete harmony with him, reconciliation with him, and reconciliation and peace with one another, each other, every person. And then finally, the final phrase, who receives this message? Who receives this peace? Who receives this immense love, this immense encounter with God? They say, peace to all upon whom his favor rests. I know that some of the people out there may be saying, well, that's not the translation we know. We know another translation, glory to God in the highest and peace to his people on earth, or glory to God in the highest and peace to people of goodwill. Well, both of those translations make the event extremely restrictive in this sense. If it depended on our goodwill, then we might miss what's coming to us, because no one is perfect. No one has a perfect will in front of God. And the other, upon his people. Well, how about those who are not his people? They're not a part of this event. So what the meaning is, the translation that gets the best ratings is that one: peace to all upon whom his favor rests. No one is excluded. Everyone has received the peace, the love, and the absolute closeness of God in the moment of Christmas. Yeah, it changed the world. It changed the world. It changed our understanding of who God is. It changed our understanding of who we are in relation to God. We become part of his love and his peace the way he wanted, the way when he created us at the beginning of time. It belongs to everyone. No one is excluded. It's the goodness of God pouring down on the earth. And what are we supposed to do? The headline then ends, well, how are we living the goodness that we received? By being good to other people. By being good to other people. I mean, that's the only answer. Because if God has been good to us by our merit, only because of his infinite love and goodness, then we must share the goodness and love that he gave us. And that's what peace means, goodness and love towards other people. And that's the story of Christmas, I think, with these beautiful, beautiful phrases of the angels that we hear them when we read the story, but sometimes we're so concentrated on that little unit down there, Jesus, Mary, which of course is the center. But the angels up there in the heavens, they kind of tell us what's going on and what it means. And that's the story. Everyone has received this peace and this incredible goodness from God.
We are here for the rest of the hour with Archbishop Marino, and we will now open the phone lines at 855-242-7285. We invite you to call in to converse. We've had some extraordinary moments with people that reached out seeking various things, whether it was a greeting or maybe somebody going through a difficult time. The Archbishop fairly well versed in all of these. We'll continue with him right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And welcome back with Archbishop Marino. Archbishop, I thought I was going to have to call you a couple weeks ago on the day of the Iron Bowl. It's well known, Archbishop, I know it's well known that your family, I've told the story of being big Auburn fans. With a couple of seconds left, it looked like there had been some prayers answered down there, didn't it?
Paul, this is the Christmas season. You know,
I couldn't resist.
It's one of the first games I've been able to watch after many years of being away. And, yeah, it was close. Should I give a theological interpretation?
I would love to have another conversation with your dad, Salvador. Sal Marino, but I'm afraid I didn't miss the post-game conversation with him. I think I know what he would have said.
You would have had a good conversation. You would have had a lot to say.
Yeah, let's get some interpretation here, because we often hear...
I was with some Alabama friends a few days afterwards, and we were chatting and talking, and I said, I think I know what it must have felt like 10 years ago.
That's funny.
To turn it around.
That's a nice response.
By the way, you know, in the Bible, the word compassion appears a lot. And basically what it means to suffer with other people. So we were able to suffer with each other about our two experiences.
Two better days ahead. Logan starts it off with Archbishop Marino.
Oh, my gosh, Paul. Well, Archbishop, I didn't expect to be the first caller today. I just want to say it's a total honor to speak with you, sir. And thank you for coming on, Paul, every year. I listen to you every year. I just wanted to ask you a question. What advice would you have for some of us non-believers that still want to strive for peace on earth and who are really disturbed by all the wars going on right now in the world? What kind of advice would you have for me?
Well, it's basically what I was reflecting upon earlier. Each person has to become a person of peace. each person has to become a person convinced that peace is the way to go forward. And to recognize that any other solution is a difficult. I remember John Paul II during the war in Kosovo in the Balkans, which was a very difficult war. He said something very, very deep. He said, you know, war is an adventure of no return. And so we as individuals have to be convinced that to establish peace, goodness towards others, justice towards others, understanding others, kindness towards others, this is the way. And, you know, everyone can do that, believers or not, because we can all work for peace.
Harry is up next. Harry, thank you for calling. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Paul. Bishop, thank you for taking my call. I would appreciate it if you could comment on something related to, I think, what Jesus meant when he spoke to St. Thomas after Thomas was not there when he appeared to the apostles, when he, I think, told Thomas, blessed are those who have seen and believed, but blessed are those who have never seen and yet will still believe. And I'll hang up and listen to your response, Bishop. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Harry.
That was the scene after Easter, or at Easter Day, when Christ appeared and Thomas was not there. And they said, oh, we've seen the Lord. He said, oh, no, how can that be? And then he appeared. And that's a story addressed to us, because we live in that post period, you know, after the resurrection. And we live 2,000 years later, and look at the number of people who have faith. And that's exactly what Christ was saying. There are those who believe because they saw, those who were there. But how about all those who have believed over these 2,000 years? And, you know, of course, there are ways that we can meet God. We can meet a spiritual reality in which we want to believe, or in the case of Christians, Jesus himself, who is God made flesh. So many ways, of course, through the holy writings, through our prayer, through our reflection, and also in other people can reveal to us the goodness of God, and to be open to that and say, wow, something good happened to me today, and it was more just it wasn't just a coincidence. God was working through that person or through that event, and it touched my heart.
Augie is up next with Archbishop Marino. Augie.
Buon Natale, Your Excellency. Always an honor and a privilege to speak with you from the City of the Saints. A quick question for you, Your Excellency. We in Catholicism venerate the Holy Mother. Without the Holy Mother, there would be no Nativity. Why is it that, and this is calling upon your knowledge of other religions, why is it that we in the Catholic faith put more of an emphasis in reaching through the Holy Mother for intercession than others?
Why do Catholics have that in their spirituality? Is that what you're asking?
And why so more than other religions? Yes, Your Excellency.
Well, I can't judge other religions how much or how less compared to us, But for me, the answer is always simple on that. Anything that we profess to know about Mary, or any honor that we give her, is because really what we believe about Jesus. That's it. I mean, Mary is the mother, his mother. So we venerate her. We give her a special attention. She is the mother. And then if we give other honor and privilege to her, it's because of who he is. Anything we believe about Mary is only because of what we believe about Jesus. It's not something created apart from our Lord. And if we give her titles, if we give her whatever, it's because she said yes to this call from God to bring Christ into the world. I mean, imagine if she had said no. Imagine.
Diogenes is up next with Archbishop Marino. Diogenes?
Yes. First, Joseph, let me say, I want to ask a very serious priestly request of you. But before I get to that, let me say this. I know you must be extremely proud of your niece, Olivia Marino, who is a proud member of the Auburn University equestrian team, which this year won their fifth straight SEC championship. And, of course, prior to that, they won six national championships. So I'm sure you must be very, very proud of
that. Yeah, in fact, I think we talked about that once, Archbishop.
Yeah.
So that was something that you've often referred to. Let me go to Snake next. Snake, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. It's a pleasure to talk to you, Archbishop Marino. I just had a question. I know the answer, but Have you ever hated anyone, and would you elaborate on why you shouldn't?
Interesting question.
Is this a public? Are we on the air, Paul?
Yes, we are.
hate is that's a strong word. That's a very strong word. Have we been disappointed in other people? Have we preferred not to be around other people?
Well, Snake, if I could help you with that question, because I'm curious. Obviously, you're trained. You spent countless years learning every aspect of your religion and of your positions. But how do you avoid something like that? Because it's a fairly easy thought.
I've disliked a bunch of people, but I have never hated anyone. I mean, that's the way I was raised, and I'm a kissing cousin of the Catholics. I'm a Lutheran, but I was born Baptist, but I was taught not to hate.
No, I mean, I can't remember really hating someone. That's almost
I didn't think
a very strong word.
Well, yeah. Snake, I'm glad to hear you have being somebody who's paid attention to this show. That's a good word to avoid. It's one we don't often. Archbishop, we'll be right back with more phone calls on this special edition with Archbishop Marino.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Back with 30 more minutes with Archbishop Marino, and let's check in with Jerry, who is on the phone for the Archbishop. Jerry, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Paul. How are you, sir?
We are doing great. Jerry Duncan, one of my great friends in Birmingham. Fantastic to hear from you.
Absolutely. We're
hey, so Jerry,
glad
how
to
you
hear
doing?
The Archbishop there with you, and we were in Rome and got to go to some of the restaurants that he directed us to, and we had a wonderful time, Paul, and I don't call him the Archbishop anymore because when we were there, the Archbishop told us to go to two different restaurants, and he said that we said, "Well, do we need reservations?" And he said, "No, just tell them the Padre sent you." So,
that's right.
The first restaurant we went to was Dino and Tony's. Okay, and we said, "Well, the Padre sent us." "Oh, the Padre, yeah, sit right here. And they started bringing food, Paul, and I don't know how many people we fed in that restaurant, but it was a happy time by all.
That is amazing.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, Jerry.
We just used the Padre's name, Paul. That's all I can say.
Jerry, I remember you when you used to be on the sidelines shouting out the games.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, for those who don't know, Jerry was not only a great player under Coach Bryan, he for many, many years became, he was part of the broadcast team. And once Coach Bryan put you on that broadcast team, you didn't leave until he said so.
I was there too long, Paul. But anyway, Jim, so happy, Archbishop. We today was Carol Rumor's birthday, and I know the Archbishop has spent a lot of time with Carol here in Birmingham from the Rumor family, and she told me that you were going to be with them in the next couple of days. So I hope y'all have a great time and have a great Christmas, Archbishop.
Same to you, Jerry. I'm glad you had a good time in Rome.
Jerry, thank you.
Oh, we had a fantastic time. Next time we go back, I want to go with you.
Everyone wants to go with him. Thank you, Jerry.
Why don't you do a show from Rome one year? There we go.
Archbishop Marino, I can't think of anything I'd rather do than have you host us. And I've got a couple of minor requests underneath the Vatican that maybe you could handle. I need to see
there
some papers
go.
From a couple of thousand years ago. Let's check in with Hastings. You're on with Archbishop Marino.
Yeah, hey, Paul. It's such an honor to be on with you and Archbishop Marino. And I can assure you that I was sending a lot of prayers upstairs when it was 4th and 31, and I was so thankful for those to be answered. But I was looking for some hope there, and it kind of brought me to my question right now. Being the winter solstice, the shortest day of the year, a lot of people struggle with seasonal depression. A lot of people are going through so much, and in such a time that should be celebrated so heavily, I think that and with all the positive things in the world, I think sometimes we have a tendency to magnify the negative things that surround us and lose sight of what's really important. And so, you know, I was wondering if you wouldn't mind, for those who are looking for hope or struggling or going through a tough time right now, you know, what you would say to them and really what is important in this world, especially around this time of year. And I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks very much. Great question. Great question.
That's a good question, because you're right. This time of year, a lot of people are in that situation. Well, the first thing I would do, I would try to be with that person, make a visit and chat and be with him or her, whatever it took. And then to encourage them to remember all that was good, all that is good, and to be assured that even in the dark moments, and in this time of year, like you said, the shortest amount of light, you know, God is with us. God is truly with us, and that is the source of peace and happiness in one's heart. To know that even many things could happen, many moments can be sad, etc. Ultimately, God is loving us every minute, and He never forgets us in any situation. But that love of God has to be felt concretely by our own good and by our own willingness to give a nice word and to visit and to talk and to encourage.
Sam, you're on next. Sam, you're on with Archbishop Marino. Good afternoon.
This is Sam, Tennessee, and I would like to first say how beautiful your commentary at the start of our interview was. because I think what you described at that time was heaven, where the blessing of absolute peace and compassion flows so readily that we cannot help but know the glory of God. And I'm so thankful for people such as you that give that to a public that needs it so desperately. And it is so beautiful to hear your words and to realize how precious it is that this season is so much more. And thank you, Archbishop. God bless.
Thank you for your kind words. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Sam. AJ is in Florida. AJ, you're on next with Archbishop Marino.
Hi. Thank you, Paul. Archbishop, I'm a retired pastor of 30-some years. I was diagnosed in July with multiple myeloma, having already been diagnosed with prostate cancer. And recently, it is believed that I might even have problems in that same vein with my gallbladder. But as I think about the Advent season of expectation, hope, peace, joy, and God's love, I can tell you that there still can be joy even when the doctors are not certain what to do next, and you've been your chemo has been halted because recently they found out that you might have a heart failure. He says in, I think, Matthew 20:28, the second clause, "Lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world." So, Joe, I just want to reiterate what you said earlier about peace, love, and joy can be had despite the circumstances if you have the faith, because what we possess, we will have to face in this life. God bless you. God bless Paul. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful holiday.
Thank you,
I'll
AJ.
Be praying for you. That was a lovely testimony. Thank you.
It truly was. Jimmy is up next. Jimmy, you're on with Archbishop Marino.
Yes, sir. I had a question. I was kind of wondering what the Archbishop would say and what kind of advice he could give someone that has had some bad things that have happened and have, you know, they've prayed about it and they can't seem to get the good things going their way, and it just seems to be bad things after bad things, and kind of seem to have lost faith and not believing, you know, and maybe God's answering their prayers or something like that. And if you could answer and kind of give some advice on that, I'll hang up and listen to what you have to say.
Thank you very much. Archbishop?
Yes, I think what the pastor just told us would apply also to that situation. Regardless of whatever situation we're in, we can always find peace and with ourselves because we know that God will never abandon us. The pastor mentioned about Advent, which we're living these final days before Christmas, this time when we pray it in the masses in the church, the prayer is all about, come, Lord, come, Lord. We're waiting for him to come. But, you know, he waits for us to go to him. He waits for us to go to him, too. It's a two-way street. And Christmas, the Lord has come. And so sometimes when we're in these difficulties of life, we need to go to him. We need to go to him. And just talk to him in prayer, in conviction, and by doing so, we feel his love. There's no doubt, because his love is infinite. It's always, it's constant, and it's never exclusive.
But Archbishop, for those who like the gentleman, and he had a very positive outlook. But it's when you have a strong belief, and whatever you're hoping for goes against you, how do you comprehend that, though? Because faith is great. It goes a long way. But when your life is coming undone, as many people are and currently are going through, what do you say to them?
To have confidence in God's love. I know I'm repeating myself a lot tonight, but because, like you said, it's hard to comprehend. Of course, rationally, all those things are difficult to comprehend. But when we inject,
but even if I could broaden it, Archbishop, when you look, and I mean, I don't need to tell you, you've been to every corner of this earth, and you've seen what happens, and we're watching it on many different corners right now. There's some places where it looks absolutely hopeless.
Yeah, it does. It's heartbreaking, and you say in the 21st century we're still seeing things that we saw in the last century, in the century before that, and I go back to the idea is that we have to start building peace within ourselves and with others, and respecting others, loving others, and to create that, and I think it grows, I think it develops, and yeah, but I know some of these images on TV are definitely difficult to watch, and yet, you know, one of the great philosophers of the 21st century said, the only battle worth fighting for is peace, and I think we just have to become people of peace, Paul. People of trying to live that harmony that was intended by God.
Well, we made it to the end of the week. Appreciate you being a part of the show. We will see you on Monday.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.